He said you already did. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety to order. It's January 8th, 5:18 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was December 26th. Also a very short meeting. Did you have an opportunity to read through the minutes, and do you have any changes?
No changes.
Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion?
That we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. The minutes have been approved. Okay. My understanding, we do not have any bills to approve today. Okay. So I'm going to then move on. Before we do department head reports, do you want to talk about that cafeteria issue then?
Yeah. We have to approve how much money we're going to allow the employees to put into their flex plan, which is called the cafeteria plan. And currently it's $5,000, but the limit has been lowered, and so we need the board to set that limit to $2,500. Because on anything over that, then if the employee would leave and they've only put in, if they commit the $5,000 and they leave after a month, we're stuck with paying that.
The rest of it.
Month. Mm-hmm. So, and previously we had it at $5,000.
Now, is this a federal law change from $5,000 to
$2,500?
Okay.
How does that benefit or hurt the employee?
It really doesn't because, I can't say it doesn't because otherwise they could put more in there, in their flex plan. But
we're going to cap it at $2,500 for before they used to be able to put more in there. I think that's what I hear.
Yes, they could put up to $5,000.
But employees can still, I mean, privately, they can still put away money to go toward these kind of things.
Yeah.
So.
So actually, it's more of a benefit for us as a city as far as what we pay out.
Well,
potentially
yeah.
Get stuck with.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to worry unless they left. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't used all, they hadn't put in all that they committed in the first year.
Because after that year, then they could still lose that. I mean, they either use it or lose it.
Right. If they put in $2,500 and they only use $500 that city gains because we get that kept in our account.
Do you know approximately how many employees have the cafeteria plan versus like our HSA? I mean, I don't really need to know the HSA number.
Probably
just
20.
Okay, so it's a very small percentage. I mean, well, it's not a very small percentage. It's maybe a quarter, a little less than a quarter of our employees. Then.
Okay, so if an employee says I'm going to today or before this change, I'm going to say I'm going to commit putting $5,000 in that over a 12-month period. And if the employee would leave in July and they've only put $1,000 in there, then the city has to pay the difference of what they committed to.
Yeah, if we committed to.
If we committed to $5,000.
Yeah.
But with the rules changing, $2,500 is the maximum.
They can put in tax or it's the max they can.
So really, this is a policy change, not an administrative change. Mm-hmm. Is that what I hear you? Okay,
it's,
I just wanted to
it's
clarify.
A pass down basically from the feds, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But the city has to establish this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes, when you run W-2s, it's actually in the master file that I have to put a figure in there because that's all they can have on their W-2.
I mean, obviously, there's many ways people may elect to either retire or decease or quit. Does all of those categories fill this commitment need?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to retire in July and made a commitment but I didn't use it, then, okay, so it's no matter what it is, it's when they quit the employment of the city.
And they, whatever they haven't paid in, we're responsible.
We're responsible for.
Okay. This is another thing coming down that we truly don't have a choice.
Right.
We just have to change the verbiage, so to speak, in our policy.
Right.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. I'm assuming you need a motion for this, correct? Okay. I make a motion that we change the contribution limit for the Section 125 cafeteria plan for city employees from $5,000 to $2,500. Okay. Any further discussion or questions?
Doesn't make any sense.
All those in favor show by the usual sign.
I'll just do that.
It's unanimous. Okay. We'll go to department head reports, and we'll start with Kelly.
We're continuing to have two guys with the electric department on tree removal, and I'm not sure where we're at on that list, but maybe halfway, I think.
Yeah, we're farther than halfway. We got about, I think, 10 trees left.
Okay.
Very good. Had the camera truck out, still doing some televising in Section A, which is north of 30, kind of the heritage place, Walmart behind there, that area. Keep working on that when we can.
And probably the oldest section of that is, I would guess, Barbara Drive and Linda Lane, I would assume.
What's that?
I said that probably the oldest section of that, of north of 30, would be Barbara Drive and Linda Lane, wouldn't it?
Trailer court.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And, yeah, I guess as far as sewer-wise, trailer court's probably been in longer than
than those two. But,
yeah.
Okay.
And we went through and sanded all the alleys with the warmer weather. It seems like the snow's packing down and getting really slick, so trying to keep them safe. Patching potholes and did some work down at Green Hill Cemetery and had the jet machine out probably the rest of this week, cleaning sewer lines. And I'll be getting with the police chief. We got our couple sections of sign replacement coming up, section G and H, and be getting with the chief and going over the speed limit ordinances and the yield and stops. And then our still have a guy off. He's been off a couple weeks, and it sounds like he's going to be off a couple more weeks yet for medical reasons. And Christmas tree pickup, I think, is scheduled for this Saturday. That's all I have.
Okay. Questions for Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Terry?
Been working on assessing the three-year replacement plan for the computer system for each department since it's the first of the year. Excuse me. Been working with the mayor and Rosie on a managed print service system for the city network. Hopefully, we'll be able to wrap that up in a week or so. We had testing Saturday for our new dispatch position. We had 23 people take the test. It was over in the fire department training room. We used a new system that is provided by a company, and it does. You put in a DVD and it plays. They talk you through the test and tell you how to take the test and where you're at the test and give you examples. It was pretty impressive. And HR Beth Igney ran that program and it went really smooth, and we were really impressed with the way the testing went. We sent those tests off Monday. They received them today, so hopefully maybe by the end of the week or the first of next week we should have the results back from that so we can continue that process. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay. Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Mike?
We fixed another 12-inch main break out on 205 by the Faith Christian Academy. And last Friday, we found a service line leaking at 307 East Market. Hopefully, we can get on that this week. We're kind of waiting on locates, and they never showed up today like they were supposed to. Finished up our inventory. Still continue to check hydrants for the winter. And then last week, we had about 84 shutoffs for non-pay. And we got the wiring all done on the new actuator on the back wash valve. And then tomorrow we start to take the training on putting the anodes on that 12-inch line. So hopefully we can get that wrapped up in the next two or three weeks. That's about it.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Larry?
We've almost got our inventory completed. About all we have left on it is the metering, and we would have got that done today, but unfortunately the flu bug got to Ron, so he was not in. We repaired a cut wire at Heritage at Mediacom, cut in two, so we'll be sending them a bill. I don't know if I got that to Rosie today, but you get
that?
Okay. Taking down the rest of the Christmas decorations. The new decorations held up real well. We had 10 of them that had some little ends that were not lighting up. We took those over to Pearson yesterday, and he's going to fix them up for us. And then when we go back to pick them up, he's going to give us some parts and teach us how to do that. So I told him that was a good deal. And of course, we're still cutting trees. We were very fortunate. We had a gentleman come in, and all those big logs that we have behind the MSF, he wants every one that we'll load up for him. So we got a way to get rid of our wood finally.
Okay.
So it's an old LM&L or Riviera Cruiser building, and they heat it with wood. So he was very happy to get our wood.
Cool.
And that's it.
Questions?
We had 40 disconnects, excuse me.
It's okay.
So, water department beat us this month. I think they actually helped us out.
I was going to say that's because they get all yours. Thank you very much.
Questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Jeff?
Regarding the 205 project, our buyer representative has been trying to make contact with Ms. Dye to make the offer, and due to the holidays was not able to. I called today to follow up and left a message, so I don't know where that stands currently. Because the water main was not part of the original project, if you recall that whole scenario, we had to go back and provide a water main work plan for NDOT. It's a permit part of the project now. I submitted that last week on the city's behalf. On the CSO, Combined Sewer Overflow Operational Plan, last fall, Mike Cook and I met with Todd Trinkle from IDEM. During an audit, he found that the document as well as rain gauges were not in compliance with what the IDEM wants. So Mike is in the process of, he's reported this already. He's got one rain gauge in, and he's got two more locations that he'll be putting in. And then Mike and Kelly and I met, and we've divvied up the responsibilities for the update on the operational plan. And we'll be meeting monthly on that. It's due July 1st of this year, so it's a pretty extensive process. I think Kelly would agree that it's somewhat intimidating at first blush. So working diligently on that. We're going to begin inventorying the outfalls along locations along Phillips Ditch tomorrow on the ones less than 12 inch and larger we already had done. Also, beginning tomorrow, tomorrow or Thursday, I'm thinking it's probably Thursday, Wygent will be mobilizing for the South Line Street storm project. So you'll see work ongoing down there. And last but not least, regarding the Southwest storm project that GAI is designing for us.
If I send something dispatched to
the route that we decided to take crosses railroad property.
It's open all day long.
When I began investigating how to go about gaining and acquiring easement across their property, I found out the nuances of dealing with the railroad on many, many levels. The railroad property is owned by CSX, but it's leased to Rail America.
Yeah.
Rail America, a subsidiary of that, is the CFE Railroad, which is Chicago Fort Wayne Eastern. And through dealing with representatives of all of those different areas, I found out that the process is probably beyond my capabilities in being able to do effectively.
Send that to Art.
So I asked the mayor if I could get a proposal from GAI, who's done it before, and he said I could. I received word from Mark Jesse today, although it's not in writing yet. He proposes a fee of not to exceed, $5,000 to do all the work leading up to and including the permit for that, for crossing the property. I looked, and the permit fees are going to be in excess of $10,000. I looked into the possibility of purchasing the property because I think it would be cheaper that way. CSX turned me down, said that they wouldn't even consider releasing the property. Because there is a wooden trestle that crosses over Phillips and they think that that is a specialty item. And
you're so natural droid.
I don't know what that has to do with the property. It's adjacent to it. I guess tonight the mayor asked me to bring it to the board's attention just so that you know that there is going to be an additional cost to this project. And it would be what I am planning on doing is working with GAI to keep the cost down as much as possible, but he's capped it at not to exceed $5,000.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay. Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Tim?
An interview board consisting of the command staff and two patrolmen has been set up to interview the applicants for a new officer position. That will happen on Saturday afternoon. Right now we have six candidates left, and after the interview on Saturday we will narrow the field to three, and then I will get with the Board of Works to have those three interviewed by the Board of Works at a later date. Last week I met with the superintendent and we just briefly discussed kind of what law enforcement response would be to crisis situations at the local schools. And a meeting has been set up with the principals from all the schools in the corporation, with law enforcement, city, county, and state, just to start some roundtable discussion on crisis planning and training that may happen later on this year with law enforcement, fire personnel, EMS personnel, and school staff. So we're just going to start throwing ideas around and see what we can come up with for planning and training this year. This week I had a meeting with our trainers, and we're going to lay out the 2013 training schedule with mandatory trainings and then optional trainings as well. Thursday we have a mandatory department meeting to discuss the current change with our gap time. So we will kind of lay out, we have some new forms and stuff that officers will be required to use for that policy change. Another command staff meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday. I just want to say thanks to the officers that have done a great job in ramping up patrols of the local banks and the schools. They've done a really great job with increased patrols and walkthroughs of the banks and the schools.
Questions of Tim?
Tim, I know over the years we've had several different programs with the schools. Mm-hmm. Do we have one in place today?
As far as like the DARE program, or
I guess what is our involvement with this as your department or as a city with the schools right now? I mean, I know again the DARE program was one. I know we used to have officers, and I think there was an office area open to county and state and city at the school at one point in time.
Currently we just have officers periodically they're doing walkthroughs of all the schools here in town.
Okay.
And they do that quite often. They make contact with the office people before they do that walkthrough. Administrators let them know that they're in the building. So that happens a lot, and the office is no longer available. I think
okay.
The dean of students now is in that office that we kind of used to use. But we do walkthroughs and patrols often at all the schools here in town. And I try to make it a habit to stop in, talk to the principals, and just touch base with them to just make sure a lot of communication is open. And I think these meetings will be good because of myself and the sheriff and state police will all be together at these roundtable discussions to talk about, just make sure that we're planning for certain situations that could possibly arise.
So is it a fair assumption that since the high school is within the city limits,
yes,
you as the chief would be accountable for any thing that respond to the city, and then the county would be responsible for the county, or does that fall under us? Or?
Yeah, if we had a situation here in town, as far as the control of that situation would be for the Columbia City Police Department. But depending on what the situation would be, I think it's fair to say that deputies, state police officers, things like that would all be responding to help.
Right.
If it was here in town, yeah, it would be our jurisdiction to handle the situation and take control of it. Same thing would apply to Quessy or Northern Heights, Indian Springs. That would be the county's job then to take over the scene and handle things.
We've had some just general comments. Yeah, obviously, because of all the things that have transpired, is how involved are we? And I was just curious, because I know we've had several different things over the years.
Sure.
Of what we've tried to be proactive on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I will say there is a large amount of discussion among the mayors throughout Indiana as to what different communities do. Obviously, some communities are more have more dollars to put a school resource officer in there. Sometimes there's partnerships there. The school pays half and the city pays half or whatever. Obviously, with our staffing and our dollars, we would struggle to do that full time. But I think the route that Tim's taken, obviously, is a good route. And I think the superintendent seems to be very open to the discussions of security policies going forward.
Yes.
So not that we haven't had that cooperation in the past, because we have. It's, so obviously a heightened sense of awareness. So thanks, Tim. Tom?
Last meeting, I handed out a newsletter that covers most of our month, just things that I wanted to pass along it. In addition to that, our candy giveaway went very well on Christmas Eve. I don't have the head count that was going to be given out tonight for Steve Sturgeon. But hopefully the numbers seemed really big that night. So we'll be ordering, have ordered hose and nozzles for Kelly, his department. They use some fire hose and nozzles to spray their salt trucks out. Was that right, Kelly? After they
various pieces of equipment. Yeah.
So got those in order for him. And our final tally for runs last year was 838, which was not, it was high, a little bit higher than our previous year, not much higher. Towards the end, and I'll explain at the retreat, we started slowing down on our run volume. So hopefully next year that number will drop a little bit.
Okay. Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie? Walt?
No, sir.
Department heads, if I could ask you to stay for 2 seconds after this, that'd be great. A couple of things you should know about. Was in the schools, was in the high school today, and will be tomorrow for junior achievement. Go in there, just kind of talk about city government. And the question of school safety came up with the students. So they were obviously interested in what we're doing as a city to protect them in some way, shape, or form. So I had a good discussion with them about that. Tomorrow night is the Aquatics Facility Task Force first meeting, 6 p.m. 15 people are on that, and going to be a very interesting beginning, I think, to a long process. Thursday night, we have Cub Scout Pack 3089 that's going to be going through City Hall. I'll be leading them that. It's at 6:30, so just so your dispatchers and everyone else knows, I'll be leading that on Thursday night. Basically, next week, Youth Council is going to the different school, going to Little Turtle and Mary Raber to teach fifth graders about government and the different branches of government and how a bill becomes a law. So that'll be, and yes, Schoolhouse Rock does make an appearance in that. Went to the legislature yesterday, was mayor of the day at the State House, and It was the first day of session, so everyone was in their new school outfits, and everyone was playing nicely. So we got to talk with our legislators about a couple of issues, and they ran some issues by me that they're thinking about introducing. So I think a good time. And should also be noted that I've been selected to be on the IACT Board of Directors. So I am now director, I guess. So besides that, I think that's all I got. Dan?
I have nothing.
Okay. Audience? No. And media? No. Okay. Well, then we will adjourn the meeting.